Welcome everybody to our first podcast. My name is Jackson Calhoun. I'm with Jada Bryant and Joshua Hanel. And we're so just blessed to be here today just to talk about the importance of the dinner table. And so found in all of the synoptic gospels, which is Matthew, Mark, and Luke, at one point they all talk about Christ sitting down and eating with tax collectors and sinners. And when the Pharisees ask this, why he eats with them, he's asking the disciples, Jesus replies to them. And when Jesus heard it, he said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners." And it just, I really started to think about the importance of the dinner table. And you'll see it multiple times in the Old Testament and the New Testament. What I realized, what I found out, is that the early church actually, in the days of Jesus, during the apostles, Jewish tradition, accordingly, was actually, being at the dinner table was actually something really big to do, right? You would invite people, and they were considered as family. And it was just a great time of fellowship, just getting wanting to know one another. And so, yeah, it was just a beautiful time of just getting to know each other. And as far as we know, the early church kept up with that. And then eventually now, of course, today, that we don't see that much. So now I'm just going to open it up with our two guests here, or the other members, on the early church. So what was your guys' experience for, like, the dinner table?
You want to start?
Yeah. My experience, we didn't really have dinner at the kitchen table. It was just you get your food and go sit down somewhere. So we didn't really we didn't really have that early church model. Like, you sit at the table and you commune, you break bread. It was just kind of go off on your own. That's my experience with dinner at the table, if you will.
Yeah, mine was pretty similar. The only problem that we really faced with that in our family was who got what seat, you know? Because we would grab our food, we would go to either our bedrooms, by the TV, stand up, just because our house wasn't very big, we didn't really care about sitting with each other. But one thing we did value was being with others one-on-one, having a meal, right? Like going out, going to restaurants and having that time with our family. That was a little bit different than just a regular dinner, right? That was a special event. That was something that we needed to be a part of. And but in that is where that community sort of falls apart in my family. We didn't really have much community. We don't really talk about our feelings or about anything like that, because, like, I came from a place where that's kind of implied, you know, how, like, a father's not going to say to a son, "I love you." He's going to show it by giving him all he wants, like money or food. That's how you say "I love you" in the Hanel household. So going towards those experiences the early church wanted us to embody in Christ, that's sort of foreign to me, and I don't really think that connection has been made with family. But one-on-one with friends or going on a date, I usually tend to stay in the moment and be in the person's presence, putting away my phone, not really having any distractions, but focusing on the time at hand.
Yeah, and that's really good. So for me, it was kind of similar to you guys, because the main issue is we did have a dinner table, but we would just sit and just watch TV, or even as early when I was younger, we'd just sit on the couch and just watch TV with me and my mom and my sister. And eventually we moved in with my dad, and again, same thing, on our phones, all of that. And there have been some great opportunities that I missed out on because I had my phone, I was watching YouTube, I wasn't being concentrated, mm-hmm. because I had built up the habit of just, oh, well, let me just go on my phone. And you'll see that nowadays, even just out and about, you'll see people on their phones not really talking or communicating. And we're missing out on that great moment of fellowship that we're called to do. And yeah, and just also, I'm just reminded of what another professor talked to me about, how at his church, they actually had one Sunday service where they just served breakfast. They had, you know, dining tables out, and they're just like, hey, you can freely come and go. We just want to bless you guys and just, hey, let's eat, let's have a good time. And then they would do scripture on the importance of the dinner table. And from what I've heard, that was a really fruitful experience. And so, yeah. So just want to circle back real quick on what we've talked about already. What would you say are some modern applications that we could do as believers to work on that?
Yeah. Mainly, like I said, putting away the phone, just being in the moment, because Jesus wants us to be still and just live, not to worry about tomorrow, not to worry about anything. And I think that's what breaking bread together really is. It's a time where you're vulnerable, where you have all your guards down, and you're just there with the other person. And I mm-hmm. think that can help with relationships a lot, getting to the deeper end of getting to know someone, and not just a shallow surface level thing. And I think that's mainly why dinner is a go-to date, honestly, because like mm-hmm. that's how we really learn about people, that yeah. we talk and we commune and mm-hmm. we have fellowship. And that's such an important thing to do for your mental health as well. Mm-hmm. It's highlighted so much in the Bible, and I think we should take advantage of that, because it honestly is such a great thing. Having that time with someone who, just having that time with a friend, and maybe even someone in need, honestly, it can help them so much just to have an ear to hear them and mm-hmm. just be.
No, that's good. Would you like to add anything, Jack?
No, that was really good. I think undivided attention, and just really just being present, like Josh was saying. And just having a conversation, just community, fellowship, all mm-hmm. those things that the early church did, like, it's so important. It's mm-hmm. it's we're a church body, it's mm-hmm. we're the body of Christ, like you're knitted together, and so like just being, you know, one with others and your friends, community, mm-hmm. yeah, so it's important and it's needed, and an application is just to just be available, you know, to people and to conversation and fellowship, you know. Don't set yourself out from that. Really be in tune with that, I guess you could say.
Yeah, no, that's good. I'm reminded of at one point during my internship at a church, we were suggesting, hey, what should we do for lunch? And I suggested Red Lobster. Kind of a mistake, because the service was not good, the food mm-hmm. was not good, but there was like about 7 of us there, and we just had a great time though. Like, the funny thing is even though everything else wasn't really going as planned, the fellowship was great. Mm-hmm. And we just got to know each other, just got to hang out. No one was really on their phone. And just getting to know each other in that great way, as you guys have been talking about, I think that's just key on how important fellowship is. Mm-hmm. Just being there for people in just such a great way truly means a lot. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like the early church needs to start doing that more. Or not early, the modern day church, contemporary. Yeah. Needs to start doing that more. Mm-hmm. I would love for my church to do what my professor did, because I feel like that would be such a great time.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, any last minute additions?
No. Yeah. It's all good.
I think we're good.
All right. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for listening to our podcast. Real quick, I just want to end it with a word of prayer. And so, Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for this great day today. And Lord, we just thank you for all that you've done for us, Jesus. And Lord, I pray that the next time we're at the dinner table, that you would just be there with us as we serve you and glorify you. And God, help us to put down our phones and just be there in the moment with other believers of the faith and maybe those who aren't believers. Lord, I pray that people would come to know you. We'll just have a great time of fellowship, just serving you and glorifying you. And just so, Heavenly Father, I just pray that you're at the center of that fellowship. And God, just help be, you know, a light to other people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right. Thank you so much. Have a nice day.